I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. Montana senators today took opposite votes on whether to begin debate on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Nikki Willette reports.
Democrat John Tester says he can't explain exactly what it is senators are being asked to vote on.
No, I cannot. I wish I could. This was a repeal bill with no idea on what the replacement's going to be. It was a very irresponsible vote. I think it's going to jack up costs for Montanans. I think it's going to hurt hospitals, especially rural hospitals, and it's going to make healthcare more expensive.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines voted in favor of the debate. He says he's happy the Senate will begin talks about its version of a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act after a lack of transparency during the bill's drafting.
It's going to be a chance to have a very open debate, which I think is healthy. And that was what my vote was today, was to say, let's bring this debate onto the floor of the U.S. Senate. That's all that vote was.
Tester says he's not buying that.
We're looking at a classic bait and switch. If you take a look at what's been offered either by the House or what's even worse, what was offered by the Senate as far as health care reform goes, neither one of these proposals, and a straight repeal without a replacement is even worse than the two proposals, but neither one of these proposals work for rural America. Mitch McConnell pushed for both of those bills before we got to this point. And it was only when he could not get a majority of people that he put up a bill that actually repeals and doesn't do anything and says, you know, it's going to be all right, you vote this and we'll debate it. Bottom line is, we're not going to increase affordability and we're not going to increase accessibility with either one of those proposals that came out of the House or the Senate. And that's where Leader McConnell wants to go. And if anybody doesn't think he wants to go there, they're kidding themselves.
Daines called the Affordable Care Act, quote, fundamentally flawed, and says he supports repealing and replacing the ACA to make health care more affordable, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and preserve Medicaid.
We had to fundamentally change the ability for the states, but importantly for the people to have control again in the health care equation. We've put insurance companies and the government in the middle of it, and we've got to change that.
Daines says he plans to introduce an amendment that would reimburse people who were fined for not enrolling in health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate.
I call it a poverty tax. My amendment is going to say simply this. The people, those Montanans and those Americans who paid that poverty tax over the course of the last 5 years would be reimbursed in whole. There's no reason they should have been paying a fine for not having health care insurance.
Senators have 20 hours to debate a slew of bills that would repeal and potentially replace the Affordable Care Act, and the clock is ticking. Daines said the process of voting on amendments could take weeks and that it's possible the Senate will not pass a repeal and replace bill at all. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.